Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about what we are and what we do. And I'm going to read to you several verses from James chapter 3, beginning at verse 9. Here we go. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men, who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh. In his general letter to all Christians, the Apostle James spent a lot of time writing about what we say, and he used the human tongue as a representation of the words that we speak. In considering the tongue, James observed, "With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men." Our words can be used for the highest calling, that is to bless God, and they can be used for the lowest evil, that is to curse men. In those who are born again, it shouldn't be said of them that out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. A good illustration of this comes from the life of one of the other apostles. Peter's tongue confessed Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And then that very same tongue in Peter's mouth denied Jesus with curses. What does James say about this? He says, "These things ought not to be so. Our speech should be consistently glorifying to God. We shouldn't use one vocabulary or one tone of speaking at church and another vocabulary or another tone of speaking at home or on the job. Like a spring of water, our mouths shouldn't send forth fresh and bitter from the same opening." Some Bible commentators wonder if James had suffered from the attack of bitter and hurtful words himself. The war of words in the community of faith among believers can certainly make a man plead that we should all speak with more thought and more love. Notice his words here. Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh. James points to the ultimate impossibility of such a contradiction. If bad fruit and bitter water continue to come forth, it means that there's something wrong at the source. If the fruit is bad, ultimately the tree is bad. If the water's bitter, ultimately the spring is bad. After all, Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 12 that a man's words are a true revelation of his inner character. What we say can indicate what we are. Now, as James observed, a freshwater spring doesn't bring forth salt water. A fig tree doesn't bear olives. The reality of our spiritual claims can be tested by what comes forth from our life. Unless God changes who we are on the inside, it will never be different on the outside. God makes us new people in Jesus Christ, but then we are told to go and live that new life. Our part is to receive that newness of life by faith, and then in the same faith to go out and live it. If you do, one place it will show is in the words that you speak. May that be true of our lives today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.